I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Teague, our next guest. You know, it's easy to forget that this guy coached. I mean, and by the way, he was pretty good. Nearly 400 wins, won nearly 65% of his games, which is terrific. Terrific stints at Xavier, Providence Friars, Tiki's Virginia Cavaliers as well. That is Pete Gillen, who's now an analyst and always fun, always witty coach. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
Good, Brandon and Tiki. Great to be with you guys. How you doing?
Awesome. Our pleasure. Let's talk some shop. We have a lot of team and player-specific things, but I know that you probably need multiple degrees to actually answer this and maybe an abacus and a protractor as well. What the hell are the net rankings? Like, what can you tell us in layman terminology? What are the net rankings? What do they mean?
Well, I'll try, Brandon and Tiki. First, I was an experimental admissions in college, so I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Experimental admission. See what I mean?
What it means, and what happened, and the experiment died. When I went there and got out, you know, it took me 6.5 years of my life for undergraduate. But what net means, first of all, the new system replacing the RPI is N for NCAA, E evaluation, T for tool. So the NCAA evaluation tool. And what it means, and this is just a general thing, it's just very complicated. Big things they want, road wins, super important. Next thing, you want to play good opponents, right? A lot of teams play a horrible non-conference schedule. They play supermarkets, they play funeral homes, they play families, they play tattoo parlors. They don't play anybody. You know, they win by 60 points, so that doesn't help them at all. They want to play good opponents. Mm-hmm. And location, obviously, is important, where you play that person, that team. Is it neutral? Is it away? And 10-point wins are important, Brandon. In other words, if you win by 20 or 25, it still goes back to 10. So if you got a 10-point win, that's significant. And the last thing is it's called adjusted win percentage. Adjusted win percentage. What that means simply is if you beat somebody at home, it's important, but you get 0.6 of a point. But if you beat somebody on the road, you get more than double it. You get 1.4 points. You know what I mean? You get like double. Road wins are super, super important. And if you win at a neutral, you get 1 point. So And that depends on how good the team is, and it's another, you know, another percentage, and another thing is factored in. But the main thing is that road wins, what I'm trying to say, is super important now, Brandon, you know what I mean? And 10-point wins, you know, if you win by 20, it just counts as 10. They don't want you to run it up, but 10-point wins is significant. And who you play, they want, you know, once again, some of these teams, they play very poor non-conference, so that doesn't help. And if your league is down, that doesn't help either. You know what I mean? So,
well, let me ask you this, because the margin of victory is the one thing that I find really interesting, because in one sentence, and I know that you're right about this, they certainly do place great value, as they should, on how you challenge yourself as a program, what schedule you play. But also, you can beat up on 20 funeral homes and 20 pizza parlors, whatever. If you're 20-0 in theory and you win every game by 10-plus points, might you be higher placed than a team that's 15-5 that's played tougher teams?
No, because they put that other factor in, how good is your opponent? You know, what is their net? What is their NCAA evaluation tool?
Okay.
You know what I mean? What is there? So if you're beating a quality team like a Syracuse, you know, or an NC State, that's much more important. And I won't mention, you know, a weaker team that, you know what I mean, that's in the bottom 350. So that goes in. That's another, you know, characteristic, of course, that I didn't talk. But it's a complicated system, but it's the closest to the NCAA panel of picking, you know, the selection committee. It's the closest to that. So,
but will they use this on, Pete, will they use on Selection Sunday? How much of a factor will the net rankings be?
That's a
very
good
high.
They're
throwing out the RPI. This is going to be the one. And I just gave you part of it. I couldn't give you everything.
I got you.
It would take you 2 weeks, and you'd have to have a degree from Harvard and MIT and a master's from Stanford to understand everything. But, you know, that's the basic thing, is that road wins are super important. The non-league schedule and your conference schedule is so important. The better your league, right, the better chances. That's why the Big Ten is going to 20 games, I believe, this year. You know what I mean? Because now these teams are at a higher net, right? So when you beat them, they get a chance to get more teams in the Big Ten. So basically is they want teams to play better teams, better competition, you know, out of the league and hopefully in the league if your league does well. So that's important, Brandon and Tiki, that your league does well in November and December. You know what I mean?
So
your net rating is highest when you beat them in regular season. It helps a lot. So I think it's good. I think it puts more emphasis on playing good people, good opponents, tough opponents, right, and playing on getting some road wins. Because the road wins are so hard to get, you know, in conference play especially.
Okay, good job with that. I think we're all a little mystified, a little bit of a little perplexed, not really knowing exactly what it meant. I thought that was a good description. That's Pete Gillen, of course. Pete, former coach at Xavier Providence and, of course, Tiki's Virginia Cavaliers. He was there for a bunch of years as well, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Pete, so we had this conversation yesterday about John Beilein and why, out of all the great coaches in college basketball, they're currently the Michigan Wolverines sitting at 17-0. They don't play again until Saturday against Wisconsin, but they're playing fantastic basketball. You can't really name their stars. How come we don't give him as much credit as he deserves? Because he's always got his teams playing exactly where an elite program should be.
Yeah, good question, Tiki. I mean, he's a great coach. You know, he was never an assistant coach. He started, you know, coaching a head coach. He was, you know, all over the place. You know, he was at Lemoyne College up in Syracuse and Canisius in Richmond and West Virginia. So I coached against him several times. But he's just a coach's coach. He's not a guy that pushes himself. He just rolls up his sleeves. He's not a guy who stepped out of Fortune 500 magazine, you know, with a cologne and the mousse on and, you know, no nose hairs and stuff like that. He's just a coach, and he doesn't push himself. You know, he's not flamboyant. You know, he's not one of those guys that, you know, always pounds his chest. But he runs a great system. You know, he really spreads you out 2-3 high, and he runs screens, and he gets good players. And he's getting some players now from Europe, from Michigan and Germany, places like that. Should be from Germany and overseas and Austria. So he's a terrific coach, but he's just under the radar, you know, and just a quiet guy. He's got good personality, but he's not, you know, Mr. Electricity, you know, like a Tom Izzo. You know, he's very volatile and emotional, everything like that. But he does a great job, mainly with his offense. You know, they really spread you out. They work a lot on their shooting and spacing, and they take great care of the basketball. So he does a fabulous job. Like I said, his whole is better than the individual parts. His parts are good, but he puts them together tremendously.
Yeah. I'm going to stay in the top four with you and a team that obviously we're both very intimate with, you and I, that is, because my alma mater, you coach there as well. The University of Virginia takes on Virginia Tech tonight. And this is not about Tony Bennett, because we all know the story of UVA and how they play and slow down. But Buzz Williams, and this job that he's done with the Hokies, one of the few teams really over, maybe the only team over the last couple of years that can say they've beaten Virginia each of the last 3 years. They're currently in the top 10. It's a heck of a job that Buzz has done down there on the other end of the state of Virginia.
No, he has. They play great defense. I mean, it's going to be a rock fight tonight. It's going to be, you know, first team to 45 wins, I think. But he does a great job. He's got a veteran team. He was at my camp when I was the head coach at Xavier many years ago. I didn't know he was there.
Oh, wow.
He was a counselor. You know, I was in and out. He was there the first day and the last day. It was during recruiting time, you know what I mean? So I wasn't.
Well, you were just getting paid. You were getting paid. You didn't have to do much.
I got to pay the ham sandwich each week. I had a bad deal with the school. I didn't really understand all the stuff in the contract. But he does a wonderful job. I mean, he sweats more than anybody. I used to sweat pretty good when I coached, but I couldn't out-sweat Gary Williams, the head coach of Maryland. But Buzz Williams sweats. He's like a great sweater. But they play great D, you know, very physical. They're a veteran team. So it should be a great game tonight. I think Virginia will win, but I think it'll be a low-scoring, hard-nosed game. You know, but he does a wonderful job, and he's certainly underrated. Because Virginia Tech's a great school, but as Sticky knows so well, they're mainly known for football.
Yep.
Basketball, young men don't dream of going to, you know, to play at Virginia Tech, even though it's a fine school. But so I give him a lot of credit. He came from Marquette, and he's done a great job there, mainly with his defense. He's written tough. Now, his schedule, you know, he hasn't played who's who, put it that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I won't mention, you know, who they play, but there might have been a couple of supermarkets in there somewhere.
Help us out with a comparison for Zion Williamson. We heard what Boeheim said last night. We played it here on the show. Myself, I see an odd combination of a little Larry Johnson, a little Sean Kemp, a little Dominique Wilkins, the power dunk, and almost like a Calbert Chaney jump shot from Indiana. That's the best that I can, you know, muster up at this point. Who do you see when you see Zion Williamson?
I think a little bit. You hit it. Larry Johnson, I think he's like Grandmama. He was a great athlete. You know, I think Zion might be a little bit bigger. And Sean Kemp. Sean was had springs. I coached with him on a Dream Team number two back in 1994. Don Nelson Sr. was the head coach, and Sean Kemp was on that team, you know, and they used to call him the Rain Man.
Oh, yeah.
And one time I was in an elevator with him, and I know him a little bit, so I used to work at Notre Dame for a while. So he lived from Mishawaka, Indiana. And I said, "Just coach, you see how it looks outside?" I said, "No." He says, "Coach, it's raining. My nickname's the Rain Man. I always play good in the rain." So I says, "Well, Sean, how about when it's sunny? How do you play?" He says, "The Rain Man plays great rain or shine."
And of course, the Rain Man. The Rain Man, what a nickname. Oh, my God. He was so good for a couple years.
He was a great athlete, terrific young man. But I agree. I think he's a little bit of a Sean Kemp and a Larry Johnson. I think that's a great analogy. Those two, I mean, he's unbelievable.
When was the last time we saw a college player feel this dominant?
I can't remember one for a while. I mean, he's special.
I got one for you, and I'm forgetting his name, but I could. He went ahead of Kevin Durant in the draft, the big man from Ohio State, Greg Oden. At least in college, he had that dominant. He felt like he looked like he was 30.
Yeah,
and he had a physical, a physical dominance over his peers. He didn't make it in the NBA. He was hurt. But to your question, had that physicality without parallel.
You just
back
forget
then.
Him. He loses your mind because he didn't go to the
didn't
next
make
level.
It. Yeah. Didn't make it. What's
that was
the
shame? Yeah, it was a shame. But he wasn't quite as athletic, I don't think, as Zion Williams.
No. I didn't mean from an athletic. I just meant from, like, carving out space or just having sheer dominance over. Definitely, he wasn't very athletic at all.
He was a great player.
No doubt. Give us about 20 seconds before we bounce, and unfortunately, we're up against it. Otherwise, we would do another 5 minutes with Pete Gillen, CBS Sports colleague, of course, great analyst and terrific coach back in the day. Give us the conference that gets a lot of love and is one of the power conferences, but Pete Gillen thinks is a little overrated right now. Who jumps out?
Ooh, good question. let me see. That's a good question.
Take your time. Think, not too long, though.
Yeah. I think right now, I think, I think the Big 12 is a little overrated right now. I think it's good. Everybody, pumps their tires, but I think Texas is a little bit down. Oklahoma State's a little bit down. Mm-hmm. You know, some of these, Baylor's a little down. You know, they always praise, and Kansas is unbelievable, of course, but I think the Big 12 is one that, everybody says one or two. Three. But I think SEC is great this year. I think they deserve their accolades. They're in the top, I think, three or four for sure. I did a couple of SEC games. But I think the Big 12 is a little bit, Kansas State's been a little bit disappointing. You know, they were in an Elite Eight, I believe, last year. And so I'd say that the Big 12, it's a good league for sure, but I think it's a little overrated.
Coach, we got 10 seconds to spare. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot, Pete.
Good. Thank you, guys.
It was awesome. Great stuff. Pete Gillen, he's one of a kind.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.